الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد, what we are discussing last week, we should all be very very concerned about what we eat, not only in Ramadan, at all times. And for that, it's a real real big worry. It's like a person who is walking and something went wrong with all the sewage, and all the sewage is everywhere on the ground. Now, how to get safe from it and walk? Very difficult. Haram, shaitan has made it that it spread out everywhere. And each one of us think that, especially the chicken that we are consuming, we're buying it from the butcher, etc. Where are they getting? We just also one trick of shaitan which he has played in all these things. Whether it is the halal, he puts in front a very pious person. You see him with a beard, everything. Now, this person will never sell me haram. When we were in India, our family people in Bangalore, they explained to us that the people who sell this chicken, and you buy it from the shopkeeper, and he slaughters it for you just there. But he says who they put for slaughtering is somebody that they just put a topi on for him, whether he's a Muslim or not a Muslim. But now you see the person with a topi, and beard is not really, according to us, any important. He's got a topi, he's a Muslim. So they just put that front. Also, as far as all this, the banking is concerned, and the Islamic banking, what is called Islamic banking, all this is fully prepared by them. And then they look for a mufti who is accepted in the community. And then they just give him a good salary, and he just signs that. It's not that he worked it out, that this is all now ijara, kafala, or all that. That they did all that. And they just want a front, a pious front. So we should be saved. Just where we buy our meat from, and the person here is a pious person, is five times namazi, that is not enough at all. In fact, one friend said one place, a person who is like just a pious and genuine pious person, and a rich person, but he went into the franchise of Nando's or somebody, and he's got that franchise. So they asked him, so then he said that, as far as I'm concerned, 95% it's not halal. And he's himself, now a person sees him, he's a pious person, but he says, I don't have itminan. 95% I don't think it is halal. So this is what we are involved in. Anyway, that is the problem. What is the solution to the problem? That is important. Till not long, it was that every town had a few people who used to go to the farms and slaughter. But looks like by and large, this is all no more there. Nobody goes like that. And everyone is now just buying from the butchers. Perhaps there may be some people, but look, by and large, we're just accepting what the butchers are selling. So we have to work on a solution. And the solution is in our hands. We must work. So we all should try. Every town, there are many people who are unemployed. Encourage them that they start working on it. They go to the farms and they go and slaughter and cater for 20 customers, 50 customers, or whatever they can manage. And they do it as a full-time job, they can cater for quite a few, so that we're getting that at least. That is much safer, and inshallah it will be good. Though still the chicken will be that broiler, which is very unhealthy, but at least it will be halal, and which is the most important, that it must be halal. And then what we should try and work, and if Allah gives somebody the himmat and the courage to work on this, on a pilot project, and it's not difficult. As I explained last week also, I think, Dr. Ismail Rawat of Mpangeni, he has got his own little fowl run in his backyard. And he slaughters, gets his chicken at 3 weeks old, feeds them for 3 weeks, and after that he slaughters them, and he says, I just have to do this 3-4 times a year, and all my chicken supply is covered up. So if somebody can work on a pilot project, in fact so much that even if somebody is living in a flat on the third floor, He can do it there on His balcony also. If we work in such a way that we can project something like that, have some little cage for the fowls where you can keep them for about 3 weeks, and then you slaughter them, and then you have your chicken. And then you are 100%. You know the chicken, 3 weeks you kept it, all the wrong elements of the chicken are gone out. You slaughtered it yourself, you got no doubt whatsoever. And without any doubt, whoever will try this and do it, he will see automatically his heart inclines towards righteousness now. And he will, deen will come into his life. And it won't be any more that mujahada. But if we just getting on with all our consumption being wrong, so doubtful, then it's very difficult. The tabiat just does not go to righteousness then. And when a person consumes halal, even if he doesn't want to do right, he will automatically do right. And when a person is consuming the wrong, and we all experience it, how much you want to do the right, you want to stay away, guard your gazes, it becomes very difficult. But just do this and you see Allah will make everything very easy. So we should try and work in that direction. And if anybody can do it, for one, he'll get the sawab if it catches on, and everyone can do it. In the Soviet Union, when atheism, communism was at its height, it was very difficult for them to live. What they all did in their garden patches, they all planted vegetables. And they became self-sufficient. It was in one way a blessing in disguise. All of them became self-sufficient, and now they were eating 100% halal. Because doing everything on their own little chicken in their yard, etc. So they had everything. And in that way, through the very, very heavy onslaughts of communism, but they protected their iman. And not only protected their iman, they made in that environment and circumstances, when it was a capital crime for which death was the penalty, to take Allah's name, to have a musalla, to have a Quran Sharif. If somebody reports you that you read namaz, also it was a crime, the punishment of which was death. But in that, the children became hafiz also. And the flame of Islam lived on all along. So Allah Ta'ala make it that we also become conscious of that, and we can come to that stage. And it's just a matter of just the initial is quite a bit of work, finding out where we can get the chickens, how, and the minute we get in the group, those chickens can be delivered. And easily then, just as part of the daily chores, they can be looked after, they can be slaughtered, everything. And the most important thing is, we realize the importance and the value of halal. Halal and tayyiban. We know that infamous king, Hajjaj, when he became the ruler, the first thing he did, there was a group of people, 40 people, Abdal, extremely pious. Whenever an oppressive ruler was appointed over them, their one dua was enough to remove him from his post. When Hajjaj came, the first thing he did is he invited them to a meal. And after that he said, I don't fear their baddua anymore, because I put haram in this for people who were the Abdals of the time. Very great, very, very pious people. He said, I don't fear the baddua anymore. And he stayed as a ruler all along, because the baddua couldn't affect him when haram had entered them. So our ibadat of Ramadan, we all will be keen. And for example, how many of us have come to spend our chilla, our month in Ramadan, but if we are still getting some food from outside, from the takeaways, here we try to take our precautions to make sure that it is halal. We spend extra money also. And that also for all of us in our daily household chores, let us be prepared to spend for halal. It might be double the price, no problem. Just cut out a few unnecessary other expenses. And we can easily accommodate the halal, but go out of our way to see that it is halal and realize the importance of halal. With halal, Allah's great rahmat, barakat comes. A person, it comes at haram, whatever is nourished by haram, there is no other place for it but the fire of Jahannam. So if we are eating that, and this is very, very doubtful, this chicken, not only doubtful, in fact, it just does not make sense in any way that they could be permissible. So of our own household, we're cooking at home, etc. But what is the chicken source? From where is it coming? Especially the chicken. The other things also, many other things, all we must worry about. But the chicken has become so widespread. And in fact, one time, a Jamaat from India very many years ago went to the UK. The Amir was a wise, prudent, pious person. And there in the UK at that time, the vegetables were more expensive than chicken. Everywhere now also, yeah, it is, now it is common. But before, chicken was expensive, vegetables, daals, etc. were cheap. But now it is the opposite. Daals are expensive. Vegetables are expensive compared to chicken. They've worked it that the chicken price is much less than all the, so that the people get tempted. They all are just living on chicken. In fact, in our homes now, if ever a daal is cooked, beans are cooked, mug is cooked, it's like a kiamat in that house. The husband doesn't want to eat, the children don't want to eat. Mummy, what you made here now? Unless there isn't the chicken, then it's not acceptable. Chicken, every meal must be chicken. And there are so many people who say we can't eat mutton, we only eat chicken. And this is also kullun muyassirun lima khuliq. If a person is destined for haram, only haram appeals to him. And those, they are, mashallah, those people who cannot eat haram. In fact, they can't see the haram also. But very, very few, and in these days, hardly. And the haram, everyone just inclines to haram. It just appeals to a person. So we should try and get in the habit of... So this Jamaat that went, the Amir who was so prudent, far-thinking, and usually the cost of living, which is so high in Europe, especially in those days, compared to India, so they don't have so much money, but he made sure they only eat vegetable and daal, which was almost double the price of the chicken. He said, we are here for 40 days, 4 months. If we all get used to chicken, he did it on this calculation basis, when we go back to our country, India, now we are used to chicken. So now their chicken is more expensive. Then we just want to eat chicken. So rather 40 days, 4 months, we'll spend more money, but the rest of our lives, we will still be saving money. And that is when it shouldn't be the real reason. It should be about the halal and haram. That the chicken that a person must not get used to all this chicken. The daals, vegetables, and they are very healthy and very good. They have been made to, that they are very unhealthy. The daal, too much of gas all the time, put into our head. Vegetables also. One time in Malaysia, we had a discussion with somebody, and we told them that this oil, palm oil of Malaysia, which is famous, it is advertised and widespread news that it is very unhealthy and that. So they said, who told you that? They told us, this who told you are the Americans who want to sell their oil. And so they're just running down this oil. Where there's the palm oil, olive oil, where can you get healthier things than that? Very, very healthy. So they just, complete wrong information they give the public and to run it down. So like that, vegetables, daal, everyone, we have been brainwashed that we just talk against it. We don't want to see it, we don't want to hear about it. But that is what we should get used to. So that is as far as our home consumption. The other problem that comes is especially now with Ramzan, the woman folk all want the wife meat and they want the fillet. And that supply cannot come from the other, the proper chicken. That can only come from the slaughtered in the abattoir houses. From there, because that volume, you can't match that volume. And so we have spoiled ourselves that were the white meat for our samosas, our pies, and all the other, how many types of savouries now. And one thing if we can also understand, Ramzan is not a month of eating. Ramzan is a month of fasting. We all call it the month of fasting. But the way we carry on really, as it is, you just have to analyze it a little bit, that our consumption is more in Ramzan than out of Ramzan. And also, calorie-wise, we consume more. We eat more. How many a person at iftari times when he opens his roza, there are so many people who eat so much. And then after namaz, again a full meal. And after isha, another full meal again. Then sehri, again a full meal. And four full meals. And in out of Ramadan, we have the two meals and a breakfast. But in Ramadan, we even eating more. And then not only the volume we are eating more, rich food, which we don't eat out of Ramadan, in Ramadan. And the worst thing, the deep fries. One good friend of ours who went to a dietitian for reducing his weight, the dietitian told him that you people have the best institution of fasting. Nothing better than fasting for good health. Not only weight, for good health. And further the dietitian told, and your fast, you have been taught that open your fast on fruit. And the king of fruit, that is dates. And we get today, dates, alhamdulillah, generally by and large, it's only Medina Sharif dates, ajwa, and all the other wonderful dates we are getting. And the dietitian said, when you fast the whole day, and you open your roza on deep fries, samosas, etc., bhajiyas, then the amount of benefit your body got the whole day, just by opening your roza on those deep fries, you do more damage to your body than the whole good you did for the whole day. For 8, 10, 12, 15 hours you kept roza, and 2-3 minutes you do more harm to yourself. That is health-wise. That is by the deep fries. So if we can really come to realize that Ramadan is not a month of feasting, it is a month of fasting. And in that also, if we do that, when we eat like that, then we have to go toilet. We have to make our wuzu. Where can we get our namaz with jamaat, our maghrib, our takbir-e-ula isa? We just manage to come the last rakat or something. And if we eat light and just the khajur we have, then you'll see no winds will trouble you, and you can have time for making dua before namaz. And for takbir-e-ula you are there. And you can do your namaz comfortably without any problem. So Allah give us to understand what this great month is, and especially our eating habits. That is, if we're getting the chicken and cooking it at home. Otherwise, how many of us, generally across the board, who are regarded as pious people, we cannot do without the takeaways now. Whether it is occasional or whether it is regular, once a week, twice a week, and some people even more. Without the takeaways, we can't live now. Or whether it is an out, we go eating out now and then. But we just can't seem to do. And this is the greatest harm we have done to ourselves. And so we should try and cut that out completely. The takeaways and going to eat at the restaurants, etc. It is only detrimental and harmful for us, health-wise also. Financially also, how much a person spends. Going to eat out one night with the family, how much don't we spend? And the wastage which is there. So health-wise also, financial-wise also. And then as far as what we are eating, halal and that is a great problem. Then in that wrong environment, one good student of ours, Maulana Muhammad Salijin, who is in Phoenix, one of our old students, he heard from me many times That I used to say that Bhai Abdul Wahab Rahmatullah Ali of Raiwin used to say that in the days of before, in the Khankahs, if a Shaykh wants to reduce the zikr of his murid for any reason, that he can't do so much, he can't tolerate, he loves it, so he's doing so much, but it's not, he can't enjoy it. He hasn't got the brain capacity to enjoy. Physically, spiritually, he can't enjoy. Oh, pride is coming in him, that I'm making so much zikr. So all they used to do is just let them eat food from the bazaar, from the shops. And the automatic effect was that the zikr should go there. They shouldn't discourage him, because he wants to do his Lord zikr. But they just let him eat that food. Ulama have written that this food, even 100% halal and tayyiban, on which the eyes of other people fall, especially non-people, sinners, that effect is in that food. Though the food is 100% halal and tayyiban, 100% halal, healthy, wholesome, but the eyes of other people have fallen on it. I remember when our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali had become ill, and there was a possibility that people had made jadu, had some evil effect. His food, the kitchen where it was prepared, and to his room, maybe about 20 steps. But when they should take the food, they used to cover it properly, that nobody else's eyes must fall. And when Hazrat should eat, nobody else was permitted to be there, that nobody else's eyes must fall on that food. So this all, and it's a common practice in our eating system, which has gone out of us now, that when the food is in the platter, in the bowl, on the dastarkhan, then also it had a lid on it, covered, not open. Today we just leave it open, the rice is just left open, everything is left open. So all the eyes of the people who are eating there, and if there are some impious people, and their eyes are falling on that, and you dish out in your plate, and it's having an effect on you. But we don't understand these things. And these things, we say they are petty. People worry about petty things. But the small things causing us great, great harm. And it's leading us, then our thinking goes completely. We can't think right. We are thinking wrongly. So this eating out is even worse. So Allah protect us. And then, like for example, here with the students, we also spend, madrasa spends more money to try and ensure they get halal. But on a Thursday evening especially, after Asr, we see them just all marching to the shops and all buying the meat there, and they cook themselves or they buy from the takeaways. So one side all this effort is made and it's undone so easily in the other way. So yeah, in the Khanqah also when we are here, then also the same effort is made that we must get halal properly. And at one time, there was the fikr to make the people happy in the Khanqah, give them a braai, etc. Alhamdulillah, we managed to work that out. So now the food that we get, just eat that food. Don't order from the takeaways. And today you don't even have to walk out. You just got your phone and you just order and it gets delivered to you here. And with your card you pay it and everything is over. No exchange of money also or anything. And all the alien, the harmful things of outside all come here. How are we going to benefit? So Allah give us tawfiq. And this is the basic thing to prepare for Ramadan. And then, and people when we're going for Umrah, today they're also, or for the local people, they get the meat which is slaughtered locally. But all the hotels, their meat is all from outside. Brazil, Australia, other countries, all the meat is from outside. And we go and eat there, it's Makkah Sharif. How can they be haram? Some people just can't comprehend they can be haram in Makkah Sharif. They can be haram in Medina Sharif. It's impossible. Makkah Sharif, and you're talking of haram, you made or something. Medina Sharif, how can they be haram? But this is filled up there also. And the shaitan has worked in this way to supply all. Now make a whole night, make tawafs. And go for 5 umrahs at night. But if your food is haram, what's it? So Allah give us. And with all this, then our Ramadan, let us try and spend it correctly. So if anyone can, it will be highly appreciated, who plans a pilot project of how, in a simple way, in a small scale, everyone can become self-sufficient. and then our big lawn gardens, and that also change that for vegetable farming. Have vegetables grow there and see the great advantage. We're wasting so much money. How much you go to the nursery, how much you spend. We have the garden services. We're paying them so much just to have them, just to make us just feel nice that we've got a big garden, beautiful, well-kept garden. But what real benefit is in there? That same place, if we plant vegetables, how much more benefit? And that we can even share with the poor people, distribute it to the other people. And we see the people living, like in the squatter camps, they go out of their places and they got patches where they do their, they plant. They realize that. And we who got it present in our homes, in our yard, we using it to our detriment. And they going out using their senses and going to do some vegetable farming. Allah give us all proper understanding. Make our Ramadan really valuable for us. And let us really realize the value and the honor and the benefit of Ramadan. Let it not pass and we wasted our time. Allah give us tawfiq.